Kind words and good deeds are eternal. I will never know where their influence will end. Kind words and good deeds are eternal. I will never know where their influence will end. This is very true. Kind words and good deeds are not necessarily happy things. They're not necessarily beneficial things to everybody involved. They are eternal. When you tell a child, no, you may not have any more ice cream. You have had enough. The child says, I want it, I want it, I want it. So then you let the child have more ice cream and he has a stomachache. Oh, why'd you let me have that? You knew it would make me sick. Why'd you do that? You know? And, you know, do we have broad enough shoulders to take the responsibility, the role that we're playing as father or as guide or whatever we're doing? It's not always easy. Now, kind words and good deeds are not always beneficial. They can be, and they should be. And they will be if we look at them right. They are kind words. When I say, I love you, that's a very kind word. But when I love you only because I want something from you, then that's not a kind word. That's a manipulative word, and it's just fine. But the thing is, it's a manipulative word, and one that is not going to benefit us. We want to be very careful of it. Kind words and good deeds are eternal. Once we have said them, they are said forever. You can never take them back. A little boy kicks his father and says, I'm not sorry. He can't take that kick back. He meant to kick his father. He meant to be unhappy with his father. You see, this is what we do. We do these things, and we mean it. We may change our mind. We may not be angry after a few minutes. But at the time we did it, we meant it. So what we want to do is to build our consciousness into the most harmonious consciousness we can. Build our consciousness into the most wonderful, loving consciousness we can. Number one, when you're born, teach your children that everything you do and say for them is for their highest good. Let them know everything you do and say for them is for their highest good, for their highest good, for their highest. Pretty soon, that will be their clarion call too. They'll think it's for their highest good. Then you must be careful that it always is for their highest good. Because, and what things you should advise them about and what things you shouldn't advise them about. Now, when a child falls down while he's learning how to walk, you don't pick him up and help him to walk. You let him. You let him get up himself. You let him build strength into his legs. You let him build. Now, that might seem very cold and cruel. And it is cold and cruel to you, but not to him. That's part of his growth experience. That's part of his learning experience. And he doesn't call that bad. When I don't take Button and Love up here because I don't want them to be all messed up with the puppy and stuff like that, they don't look at me and say, why are you doing this to us? We didn't do anything wrong. We're good kids. We didn't do anything wrong. Well, I don't have to explain to them. They know everything I do is for their highest good. Even when I put Button on the leash and take him back down because he wants to run and play and look at all the things there are to do. He doesn't say, my dad doesn't trust me. He puts me on the leash. He says, my dad loves me. He puts me on the leash so I can be close to him. He puts me on the leash so he can train me and so he can do things with me. I love my dad. Isn't that a much healthier attitude for you and I to take about what is going on in our world? Is your little boy, your little girl, is your mother, your father, sisters, brothers, aunts and uncles and cousins and whoever, and friends, are they angry at you because you didn't invite them to your birthday party? They are, if you think so. See, if you think they're angry, they're angry. Because you're going to go up to them and say, well, I'm sorry I didn't invite you, remember? Yeah, I know that sorry stuff, you know. If you say, oh, we had a great birthday party. We had such good fun, we did this, that, and the other thing, you know. And no comment about whether they came or didn't come or whether they were invited or not invited. And it will never come up. It'll never come up unless it's in your consciousness. Everything is in our consciousness. Everything. So, kind words and good deeds are eternal. So when you say to your child, do not go and play in the street, the little kid may remember forever. I remember the things my dad taught me, and I remember them forever, and other people remember what they were told by their parents and by their people who loved them and cared enough about them. And I tell you about the things that he says oftentimes. But you see, do I hate my father because he made me behave? I love the bejabbers out of him because he cared enough about me to feel very tough about making me behave when it could have been just as easy to forget it, not even notice what was going on, you know? He could have not paid any attention. And I could have turned out to be a little tramp, having no respect for myself, no respect for anybody in my world. But he says, whenever you do anything, do it right. And do it right the first time. He didn't say, because you got time to do it over. He just said, do it right the first time. He said, pay attention. Don't do everything so fast. Don't be so spontaneous with everything. Take a moment and think about it. That, of course, was not necessary, but from his point of view, that was very necessary. And perhaps my point of view at that time was necessary, too. You see, we're all taught to do things. Jesus' mother and dad were not too happy with him. You little schluck. Here you didn't stay with the group. And we were worrying our hearts out over you. What's the matter with you? I got to talk to the priests in the temple here and tell them where they should head into, you know. Well, I don't think that you should. Now, come on home. That's just enough of that. I don't ever want you to go wandering off without telling us first. Now, Jesus' mother and father said that to him? Sure did. Do you know what a Jewish mother is like? A Jewish mother is very domineering and very definite about her family. She wants her family to be a number one, tippy-top on everything, and she will push them into it, even if they don't want to go there. She'll push them into being a doctor, a lawyer, a merchant chief, you know, all the top jobs. Because the tradition and the history of the Jewish nation are being the leaders in money. They're being the policy makers of nations. Robespierre and so forth. They're just the great people of the world. And what about the rest of us? Well, our mothers didn't push us into that. Our mothers didn't push us to be president of the United States. They didn't push us to be leaders of men. They pushed us to go and have fun and be ourselves. Now, do you want to be a leader of men? Do you want to be pushed into something and be famous and be rich and all that kind of stuff from their standards? If you do, then join the Jewish family. They're very good. And I'm not saying anything negative about them. But if you want to be yourself and have fun, then you have to join another family. And that's the family of your spiritual relatives, your spiritual friends, who expect the best out of you. But the best is what you are, your best, not their interpretation of best. You see, I will never know where the influence will end on the good things that I think and say about other people. I have said many things to people who phone up, just like Ellen today or yesterday when she was on the phone with this lady. She was making some comments. She didn't know what was going to happen. She didn't know that this lady was going to say, wow, yes, oh, wow, yes, you know. And it delighted her to have the lady say that, but it wasn't necessary. Ellen merely gave the lady her philosophy, her attitudes, and her thoughts, and the lady said, wow, yes. That never happened to you, did it, Sylvia? Yes. Wow, yes. And you, Ingeborg? Did you ever share with anybody and they'd say, wow, yes, you know, that's great.
Yes. I have little chance to...
Ingeborg, down there in the church for a while. Did the people say, like what you told them?
Yes.
Did they like what you told them?
Yes,
sir. Did they like what you told them?
Yes.
Then why didn't you just tell me they liked what you told them?
Yeah.
You see, Ingeborg, that's false humility. That's false humility. False humility is when you don't take credit for something and somebody's just shoving down your throat. Did they like what you said? Yes. Well, goodness gracious. That's wonderful. John, did you ever say anything to anybody that liked what you said?
Yes.
How often?
Many times.
How often, John?
100%.
All the time?
All the time.
Wow! Wow, yes! Anita, do people like to hear you talk?
Yes.
Do they respond to what you say?
Yes.
What do they say?
Wow, yes.
Wonderful. Ellen, what do they say when you talk?
Wow, this is great. This is super.
Now, Sylvia, have you got your energy up? What do they say when you talk to them and share with them?
Wow, super. Great.
Still a little restrained there. Come on, let me have it.
Wow, wonderful.
Why are you pulling your mouth in for you there? Sylvia? Wow!
Wow!
Open.
Wow!
Wonderful. Come.
Wonderful.
Super. You can do it, you see. Yeah. Just, and now, be that way all the time. Be that way all the time.
Yes, I am.
Well, that's good. And just keep your bag with you. What's in her bag, Ingeborg?
Pixie dust.
Pixie dust. Do you have your bag of pixie dust with you all the time, Ingeborg? Ellen?
Of course. Yes.
And you?
Yes.
Thank God. I was a little afraid you wouldn't come up with it. Okay. Kind words and good deeds are eternal. And when we go around being ourselves and having fun, we go around sharing who we are, what do we experience? Any comment?
Ourself.
We experience every single person in our world exactly like we are. And if we're happy people, they're happy. If we're sad people, they're sad. If we're rich people, they're rich. Huh?
Rich.
Thank you, Reverend Dyke. That's great. That's great. So be that way and live that way and enjoy that. But I'm not kidding you.
No.
You have to set the pattern for who you are. And don't deny the fact. People like what you said. And people came to you and said, will you marry us? Will you baptize us? Will you bury us? And you said, yes, in the right order. But no, that's great. That's really great. And you are wonderful. And I love you very much. Kind words and good deeds are eternal. And we'll never know where the influence will end. Like the ripple of a stone in the pond. We'll never know where it'll end. Get smaller and smaller and smaller, but bigger and bigger and bigger, because it's covering a larger dimension. At first, the big ripple covers a small area. Then the ripple gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and covers more and more and more and more and more. And if the waters were to be forever as they are, the ripple would be forever, and our influence is forever. I love you.
Thank you.